is freedom if you can achieve the things you're destined for. And what is peace if you only believe that peace is just the absence of war? People pointing fingers straight at us, and you know they might be right. These words I say might sound dangerous. You know we have to change this plight. Peace is more than the absence of war. Love is still worth fighting for. Peace is more than the absence of war. Let us come together and love one another. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Young lady walking down the street, going nowhere fast. Young man, no opportunities, just can't seem to get rid of his past. Well, grown folks can't get no respect despite their years of wisdom. What's up with Generation X? They need to go back to square one. Like this, come on, clap your hands, people. Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. That was Pieces More by Cliff Payne. Cliff Payne, are you with me this evening?
Yes, I'm with you. Hey there, Brenda. Good to be on your show.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Phone lines are open, everyone. You can call in at 657-383-0771. Welcome, Cliff Payne, on the air. He is a return guest. We have some upcoming events here locally in my city of Evansville, Indiana. Cliff Payne, for all the curious listeners and persons that never heard of you, give a brief, tell us all story how your music journey began.
Well, oh my, it's been a long. Interesting, amazing journey going back. I hit the big 6'5" earlier this year. I'm 65. I was born in Harlem in 1964.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been in Evansville now since 1959, or actually 1958, and it's just been such a wonderful ride. You know, I had some great parents, some great grandparents, and a lot of the people in Evansville will remember my parents and grandparents. They will remember my mom, Aline Payne, and certainly my grandparents, the Reverend and Mrs. L.A. McIntyre, McFarland Baptist Church. And, you know, my dad, James Buddy Payne, was someone who worked with Lionel Hampton and a bunch of famous people from the New York scene, Lucky Millinder, Fletcher Henderson, Cozy Kovac. We lived in the same building when I was in New York. We lived in the same building that Duke Ellington lived in on St. Nicholas, actually 935 St. Nicholas, Sugar Hill in Harlem. And my mother used to tell me all kinds of stories about her just happening to be in the lobby when Duke Ellington used to be there. Duke Ellington was on the fourth floor. We were on the third floor. We were there at the same time. And my father was unfortunately murdered in New York in 57. And so my mom moved my brother and I back to her hometown of Evansville, where she was born, where she grew up. And that's where all the music began. Went to Chestnut Walnut School, a school that no longer exists in Evansville. And then I went to Lincoln, the great Lincoln Elementary School, which is still there, and then the Vogel School, elementary schools. I graduated from North High in 1972. And people remember me from way back then. That's like 50 years ago. As a guitarist and violinist who sang. And,
right.
Once I left, once I graduated in '72 from North High, I attended Indiana University for a few years, and studied with some great folks, and went out on the road with a lot of great people. I've been very fortunate to since I moved to California in 1980, I've opened for Tony Bennett, Dionne Warwick, and Johnny Mathis, and others. I jump over so many people, I've forgotten some of them until I see them in a magazine or something. And it's been really good. And the best part of my career, really, has all been after I turned 60. I should also mention that the churches I went to in Evansville, I went to three different churches in Evansville. I went to McFarland Baptist Church, it's my grandfather's church, and also attended New Hope Baptist Church and Church of Christ in Evansville.
Okay.
So I've been so many different places in my life and time, as the song goes, and I've worked with so many great people. It's just a joy. It's a joy to be able to come back to Evansville, where all of the music began, and it's still going on. It's still going strong. Still going strong.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the music that you have going on right now, can you tell the fans out there how to get a hold of your music on any music outlets on the internet?
Yeah. You could check out my music on, of course, iTunes and CD Baby, Amazon.com, SoundCloud, and I'm sure there's some others. After the first of the year, more music will be available on more online outlets. I'm just so happy to be able to bring this music to Evansville. I've got several albums right now. I've got out right now. I've got my two solo albums. The first one is Welcome to My World, released in 2016. The second one is Two, that's T-double-O, released in 2018. And there's some other albums, too. I've got a couple of albums out I'm with George Benson, Little Anthony, in fact, Little Anthony sent me a personal message about wanting to see me in concert. Evelyn Champagne King, just a variety of different people, Johnny Manuel. So it's just been a wonderful, wonderful career that is still going strong. A lot of great things happening for 2020, including a very, 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 very special recording project, actually my next album. It's so very special. I can't give the details.
Okay, we'll pass that up and let you bring the info up that you do have some new upcoming projects. Right now, can we talk about this new event that's coming up here in my city of Evansville, Indiana? It's called the Carver Hill Review, which the Evansville African American Museum is presenting. They're celebrating Evansville African American music culture. And Cliff Payne, you and Billy Young are performing?
Yes, we're performing. We're going to be doing a lot of our original music that that we wrote, music that we have recorded, and including some songs that other artists are beginning to record. It's so nice to be able to see Billy Young again. I last saw Billy at a performance, at one of my performances that featured Freda Payne and I. I should mention Freda because the great Freda Payne, whose big iconic hit, Band of Gold, she's on both of my albums, both of my solo albums. In fact, I should also mention on another song, Peace is More Than the Absence of War, Maxine Jones. You may not know the name Maxine Jones, but you certainly know the name of the R&B group that she's with, and the name of the group is called In Vogue. And she's back with In Vogue, and Vogue is beginning a new tour.
So it's
very, very great.
So Cliff Payne, which songs would you be singing at the event coming November 29th, which is held at the DoubleTree Hotel? Which songs or tracks you'll be singing?
The show is still being put together on my end. It's always a challenge because I'll have an hour, just have an hour maximum for the show. We'll be doing some songs from both of my solo albums, Welcome to My World and Two. From Welcome to My World, I know two of the songs we'll definitely be doing is one of the songs you heard at the beginning of this show, and that is Peace is More Than the Absence of War. That features Maxine Jones. It also features Reggie Calloway, who is one of the founding members of Midnight Star. That's him on flute. So we'll be doing Peace is More Than the Absence of War, No Pain, No Gain, which features Freda Payne and I, and probably two more from that album. From my two album, I know we'll be doing two, the title cut, T-double-O. We will most likely be doing Get Up, Get Busy. That song went to number 8 in England. And I should mention, No Pain, No Gain, the duet with Freda Payne, went to number 1 in England year before last. It was the number 1 R&B song in England. And so I'm very, very happy about that. Very, very proud. So the show, and we're going to do a couple of what we call cover songs that you'll recognize. But the show, it's going to be, it'll be a little bit something for everybody.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. I am spinning too. We'll take a little break, let you give a break on your talking, and we'll be right back after this song. Stay in your seat, Cliff. We'll be right back.
All right. Cliffpayne.org, and that's Cliff with one F, C-L-I-F as in flag, and my last name, P-A-Y-N-E.org. And the site is in the middle of being updated right now, so if you go now, the show for Friday is not yet on there, but it will be by tonight, certainly by tomorrow. In addition to that, some of the other shows that I've got coming up out here on the West Coast. And you'll get a chance to see a few things. see my background. I do a lot of teaching, too, a lot of voice teaching at three different places, including the Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley. But, yeah, check out my website. You can also check me out on Wikipedia. I do now have a Wikipedia page. Billy Young has a Wikipedia page. We're both in Wikipedia. Now, very honored to be a part of that online encyclopedia, which lasts forever, pretty much. And so you can get some additional information at Cliff Payne on Wikipedia. I'm also on Twitter. My Twitter name is @SangPayne, and that's the that at, you know, the little A with the circle around it, and SAANG, that's two A's, PAYNE. I'm on Twitter too, at Cliff Payne, Cliff Payne Singer.
All right.
I think I said that right.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Thank you. What are the social media sites are you on?
Social media sites? I mentioned Twitter. I want to make sure I said the right thing for Twitter. Twitter is at SangPayne, and that's the A with the circle around it. And then SAANGPAYNE, that's Twitter. And Instagram is simply, in one word, Cliff Payne Singer. And I mentioned also, I'm on Wikipedia. I've got my own page that is being updated weekly. And you may see some updating material on my website, too. Everything's being updated. We're at the end of the year, so we want to start the new year off with new, fresh information, new updated information, because 2020 is going to be an incredible year.
All right, and thank you for that information. Now, is there any new upcoming future projects you would like to let us know about, Cliff, as far as music, entertainment, and also the organizations that you support? You want to name a few.
Yeah, you know, first of all, there's a couple of things before I even mention the music. I've got to say thanks to the Carver administration, the Carver organization, and the accompanying organizations that are helping put this show together. It's such an honor to be a part of this show. The Carver organization has been a part of my life, a part of my parents' life, grandparents' life for almost a century. And it's an honor to come back and give to them the way they have given to me all these years. So it's just a great way to pay back. We're talking about the Carver organization in conjunction with the Lincoln Clark Douglas Alumni Association and Essence of the 70s. It's just we're all family, you know. We've got different names, but we're all family, and it's so good to come back. You know, I should also mention the name of the two producers who have been so instrumental to my albums. They produced all my songs, and that's Preston Glass and Larry Batiste. They're two of the greatest songwriters and producers in the world. In fact, Preston Glass is one of the inductees in the R&B Songwriters Hall of Fame. Larry Batiste is a conductor, or has been conductor of the Grammy Orchestra that you see on TV. Speaking of orchestra, I expect to have the Cliff Payne Orchestra formed next year, and that's a whole other story. So many things planned for 2020.
This year comes to an end,
I'm just happy to be back.
All right. Thank you for that information, Cliff. Wow. You got a lot going on. Cliff, what is your motivation that keeps you going? Keeps you moving and doing things and recreating yourself. What is it that keeps you motivated there?
That's an excellent question, because, you know, it's hard to believe that so much time has passed. I'm 65 years old now, and I got to go through all the things that 65-year-olds are supposed to do, and that is Medicare,
yeah.
which I lovingly call it Medicliff, and it's just what keeps me going. You know, all my life, I can remember going back to being in kindergarten at Chestnut Walnut School, and my teachers, Mrs. Mann and Mrs. Miss Dixon, and that's, you talk about 1960. Oh my goodness, 1960 to 61. I've always known that I wanted to make music and do music for a living. I never thought of anything else. I had other interests. I had interest in history, and of course, when I was at Indiana University of Bloomington, I majored in music, but my minor was in journalism, so I enjoy writing. The motivation is it's a call. You know, I was born. I really feel that I was born to do this music. I'm following in my father's footsteps. My father was a full-time musician, and so am I. My brother Don Payne plays music from time to time. He became a really, really fine player. He lives in Texas, just outside of Houston now. And all of us sang. My mother sang. Her sister sang. My grandparents all sang. My sister, Kim Payne Wagner, sang. She's in Kentucky. But the motivation is just for lack of a better way to explain it, it's just something that I was born to do. I can't imagine not doing it. And I'm not in it. I never got in it really to try and be famous, even though I've gotten some acclaim. My motivation is that this is what God made me to do, and I want to do it to the best of my ability, honoring Him first, family second, and then my friends next, all beyond the community on an international level. It's a tough business. There have been times that have been very, very challenging, very, very discouraging, to be honest with you. But the call, the burning desire that God put in my heart to do this has always been there. It'll never be extinguished. And the advice that I could give to others is to just, you know, follow your heart, follow your dream. You know, there are some folks that have jobs that they don't like, jobs that they do like, but then always have something that your heart can connect to. You know, when you're not doing that 9-to-5, and being a musician is not a 9-to-5, not a 9-to-5 job. You work all the time. It's a 24-hour thing.
All right. Wow. Wow. Thank you for that information, Cliff. We're coming to an end to our showcase. I would like for you to give a shout out to all those persons that are supporting you in your journey and also this upcoming event.
Yeah. Again, starting with this event, happening this, I guess it's this coming Friday. Thanks to the African American Museum, Watash Phelps, Corey Miller. You know, Corey lived in L.A. for a lot of years when I was there. It's going to be good to connect with him again. The folks, the great folks in the African American community in Evansville as a whole, I've got so many friends. Many of them are still there, especially the North High folks. You know, I was in Evansville just about 3 or 4, maybe 4 years ago to do a concert. And it was so good to see friends from all over the tri-state area that came out. I thank all the people from the churches, New Hope Baptist Church, McFarland Baptist Church, Church of Christ, in the west part of Evansville. The thing about thanking so many people, it's always a challenge because invariably you're going to leave somebody out. I thank my parents, you know, my mom, Allie, She passed away almost 30 years ago. My dad has been gone for a long time. So many folks to thank. And I mentioned again my producers, Larry Batiste, Preston Glass. Big thanks, a big shout out to the great and wonderful and precious Frida Payne. We've done so much work together, so many performances together. Thanks to Evelyn Champagne King. Thanks to Maxine Jones from En Vogue. Thanks to George Benson for the credit. My name is right next to his on an album entitled, what is the name of the album? It's called Dynamic Duets, Parts 1 and 2. Thanks to the IU Soul Review at Indiana University.
Yeah.
Portia Maltby, IU Soul Review. Hey, I'll be checking out. We're going to be in reunion. We've got a big reunion coming up in 2021 in Bloomington. Check that out. Thanks so much
wow.
to the Singing Hoosiers. Singing Hoosiers of Indiana University.
There they are.
Thanks to Tony Bennett. Thanks to Johnny Mathis. Thanks to Dionne Warwick, Rich Little, Maxine Andrews. I'm thinking of just folks over the last several years.
They are your inspiration.
Let's go to Europe. Thanks to Klaus Lovegreen, my supporter over in Monte Carlo. It's outside of Paris. Without Klaus, none of these projects could happen.
Wow.
Thanks to my good friends in New York, Morris Hopgood, just on and on and on and on and on. Thank you, Evansville, Indiana.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, everybody.
You're
everybody.
Welcome.
Black, white, young, old, everybody.
Wow.
Everybody,
and you know
you so much.
And you know that song, Peace is More, is still talking
yes.
about today. And
That's
you're
right.
and yeah, I caught a few friends of mine that was playing your track in their home, and I'm like, wow, you know, wow.
You know,
so
I say wow too. I was in San Diego last week, and I walked into a store in San Diego, and I heard my music over the intercom.
Wow.
I got a kick out
wow.
of San Diego.
Wow, that's amazing. Cliff, do you have any words of encouragement you'd like to give before we all shut down the showcase? I will play the song
yeah.
Yesterday's Pain. Any words
uh-huh.
of encouragement you'd like to give to those suffering in the world today, or do you just have a message to deliver?
Yeah, a message. Everyone is on this earth for very special things. You may not become famous. You may not become rich. But everyone was put on this earth to do special things for everyone. You know, God put everyone, God didn't just put us here flippantly. He put us here for a reason, and he gave everyone a specific job, a specific talent. And once he reveals to everyone, when he reveals to everyone what their talents are, go with it. It will be in your heart. But let anything stop you. There's a song of mine. On my second solo album, too, called Get Up, Get Busy. Get up, get busy. Chase your dreams. Don't let anyone try to step on your dreams. Everyone has got big things to do, and you don't have to be famous to do it. You do have to just follow through with what God has put in your heart. Just keep moving forward, moving forward. That's the definition
wow.
of someone who has a successful life.
Wow. Thank you for that message. Thank you. Thank you for that message, Cliff. Thank you. You're always welcome to come back with your new projects, Cliff Payne. Thank you for your participation on the show. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
I hope that I get, I will see you this Friday evening.
Yeah. Yeah, looking forward to
seeing you. At the Carver. It's called the Carver Hill Review, everyone, here in Evansville, Indiana. Celebrating
That's
Evansville's
correct.
African-American music culture. The African-American
yes.
Museum is which is presenting this. It's Friday,
yes.
November 29th, starting at 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel. Get your tickets here in Evansville. at the African American Museum and Lynch House of Copiers. It's $25 for admission. I hope to see most of my friends and family there. And
come on down.
I hope to hear you when you first hit Evansville. And thanks, everyone, for your support and listening in. And Cliff Payne, you have a blessed Sunday evening.
You have a blessed Sunday evening also. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you Friday night.
All right. This is Yesterday's Pain, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, Lady Diva, signing out.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday's pain.